So they actually admitted it. We're not conspiracy theorists, Nez Nation. Been calling us for how long have they been calling us and many others and the president? You guys are nuts. You right-wing extremists. All you guys do is discontent, distrust in our government. I wonder why. Now we have the actual proof. Because Jack Smith, special counsel, Biden DOJ, just admitted they messed with boxes supposedly containing classified documents they seized from Trump, and they can't be sure the order or placement of the documents as originally found has been maintained, which is contrary, this is so important, to what they assured the court. If you look at this footnote in the actual filing, in the actual motion here, look at this footnote, footnote number 3. The government acknowledges that this is inconsistent with what government counsel previously understood and represented to the court. This is the government responding to the court's question of whether the boxes were in their original intact form as seized, but they are, with one exception, and that is that the classified documents have been removed and placeholders have been put in the documents. Check out this photo, which is doctored by the FBI, by President Biden's DOJ, by Jack Smith. Check this out. You guys probably recall this infamous photo that was taken at the Mar-a-Lago mansion by the FBI. You're going to notice the different slips that claim to be top secret, the yellow background, the yellow border, and the red border down below. The government acknowledged, okay, that this is inconsistent. The DOJ in August of 2022 lied to the court when they claimed that the red, blue, and yellow sheets, this was a viral photo, by the way, of the classified documents, indicated their classification status. It turns out, if you can even fathom this, Nez Nation, it turns out they were slip sheets, quote unquote, the FBI used to replace the so-called classified documents. Excuse me? What? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you really understand the gravity, the depth, the massive lie corruption that this embodies. The FBI admitted they messed with Trump's documents. The FBI used cover sheets as placeholders for the classified documents and then posted that. And it went viral all over the internet, all over the media. The mainstream media could not stop talking about this. And yet we're the conspiracy theorists. And it was all a lie. Here is an admission of the FBI completely screwing with the classified documents. Quote, after the boxes were brought to WFO, the FBI created an index to correlate the documents with classification markings, e.g. document, quote, BB, and labeled the classified cover sheets in the boxes with the codes for the seized documents. The FBI also generally replaced the handwritten sheets with classified cover sheets annotated with the index code. But regardless, any handwritten sheets that currently remain in the boxes do not represent additional classified documents. They were just not removed when the classified cover sheets with the index code were added. In many, but not all instances, the FBI was able to determine which document with classification markings corresponded to a particular placeholder sheet. Yet one more reason to throw out this sham persecution. Jack Smith also claimed the FBI found so many classified documents that they ran out of, quote, slip sheets, end quote. I mean, the guy actually, look at this last quote, the guy actually laughed. Quote, the investigative team used classified cover sheets for that purpose until the FBI ran out because there were so many classified documents, at which point the team began using blank sheets with handwritten notes indicating the classification level of the document seized, end quote. Jack Smith laughably claimed. Who gets the last laugh now, Jack Smith? You corrupt, conniving, miscreant, miscarriage of justice, deviant, lying, unethical troglodyte. This is an absolute bombshell report, Nez Nation. There's no other way to look at this. It just absolutely blows my mind that for how many years, how many months have they been claiming that they're on the side of right? Have they been claiming that anybody who dares question this investigation is somebody who's trying to sow a conspiracy and wild, unsubstantiated theories and evidence and claims, calling us the nutcases? Now, this is a cold, hard fact. The Jack Smith case has been blown wide open. With these newly released documents, they show that Biden's White House staff was coordinating with archive officials to construct a case against Trump before he was even investigated. Like, what? David Ferrario, the National Archivist appointed by Obama, was sending threatening emails to the Trump team after he left office and was also coordinating with the DOJ officials and a White House attorney on constructing a case against Trump. This is insane. In August of 2021, Gary Stern, the general counsel for the archives, was meeting at the White House with Biden officials in 2021. The case wasn't even sent to the DOJ until February of 2022. So here is the $64,000 question. Why would he be meeting with them before even referring to it as a criminal matter? That's the $64,000 question right there. Even more shocking development, Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, was meeting with the archives and constructing a case. Why would Biden's White House be working on a case against his opponent before anything has ever been sent to the DOJ? Corrupt, two-faced, hypocritical, evil, repulsive, criminal-minded, power-seizing, corrupt as all corrupt, vile swamp vermin. Period. This is literally the biggest story of corruption in my lifetime. I mean, it's bigger than Nixon's Watergate. It's bigger than, it's bigger than anything that I can imagine in my lifetime. It's bigger than anything. Bottom line, Nez Nation, is Democrats use their position and weaponize the DOJ against a political opponent. Something that the great United States of America has never done before, would never do before, and should never, ever have done, before, present, or after. We are not a banana republic. We don't weaponize the criminal system to go after people who disagree or divest themselves from our ideologies or have differing points of view. You think the mainstream media is going to report this? Fat chance. So I throw this off to you, Nez Nation. What do you guys think of this? What are your thoughts on this diabolical discovery that not only was Jack Smith full of it, not only is this a sham prosecution, but it was actually entrapment. It's actually a setup. It was actually something concocted by Tombstone Vegetable in Chief Biden and the entire Obama, Clinton, Oprah consortium. These left-wing woke mind mafia. That's what I call them. I call them the left-wing woke mind mafia. That's who they are, period. There's no other way of looking at it because their elitist thinking, because I've been around these people in this nation, I know them through and through. I know their souls. Their souls are blacker than black, the pitchest of black, deep sea ocean black. They don't care what you and I think. They don't care about a government of the people, by the people, for the people. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about laws. They don't care about freedoms. They don't care about values or principles. Somehow they have been endowed with this elitist belief that they know what's better for us than we do, and that they can't stop our vote. It's in the Constitution. If they could, they would completely devour our vote. That's the only thing they cannot take away from us, and it eats at them every single day. But what they can do is manipulate, cheat, commit perjury, commit violent crimes against political opponents, do the most egregious actions, foul, messed up, foobar policies and things to try to absolutely get their way. There's only two things they care about: power and retaining that power. That's all they care about. They don't care about you and they don't care about me, but they can't take away our power to vote. They're going to do everything in their power to interfere, to cheat, to steal, to maim, to rob. They're going to do all that stuff. But it's up to us, which is why I need you to tap that thumbs up, tap a heart, share this out with everybody you know, because people don't know about this stuff. They believe CNN. They believe MSNBC. They believe the mainstream media when they say, oh, this guy Trump, this whack job Robert De Niro, who's literally ruined every classical movie I love. I can't watch Casino. I can't watch Goodfellas because he has got the most deranged TDS syndrome I've ever seen. Him and Mark Hamill, who's ruined the entire Star Wars franchise. They actually believe these Holly weirdos. De Niro saying, oh my gosh, if he becomes president, democracy's over. He's going to become Hitler. This is the rise of Hitler. What? Are you out of your mind? I believe this is the most powerful media. We got to share this out. It is independent grassroots media organizations like myself and channels like myself that are actually talking about the things that matter to you and me. So share this out. Leave a comment down below. I can't wait to hear from you what you guys think. Don't forget, if you've made it this far, become a Nez Nation member. It's our insider newsletter. It's free. That's in the pinned comment description and in the show notes. All we need is your best email, and you get all this information that mainstream media won't talk about right to your inbox. I really, really try hard to respond to all the comments, but it's literally physically impossible. And so consider becoming a member. Member gets top priority as well as a bunch of other perks. We have our members-only Discord, which I'm in, and we're all engaging, interacting. You can hang out. We've got members-only live Q&A, members-only live stream giveaways. Consider becoming a member. If not, it's not a big deal, but I'll leave that link down below as well. Check out these videos coming up on the screen right now. They are fantastic. I just posted some of these. Subscribe, follow, and always, God bless you, your families, and may God bless America. I'll see you soon.